Shalom to all! Today we're going to learn Maseches B'chayrus, Perek Beis Mishnah Tes, and Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah are being learned B'schos, Esra Bas Rachel, Shishu B'zachar Fani Rezivu Chagon, Bikar of Mamesh. And the Mishnah tells us, Yotzei Daifen V'aba Acharav. A Yotzei Daifen, which we've mentioned previously, means, literally, coming out of the wall. In other words, this animal was born by cesarean section. They had to cut the mother's stomach open to take the animal out. And the next one that was born afterwards, that was born regularly, so Tarfon says, Shnei Mirat Shustavu. Both of them have to graze until they get a mom, because they're both Suffolk Bachar, and they have to be eaten in their state of mom to the owner. He doesn't have to give it to the kohen because it's just Suffolk Bachar, but still has to be treated like a Suffolk Bachar. However, Rekiva says, Shneim Einan Bachar. Both of them are for sure not Bachar. Why not? Because a Rishon, the first one, Mishum Sheina Petarechem. It's not Petarechem. Petarechem literally means, or the first one of the opening of the womb. And the first one wasn't born through the womb the normal way. It had to be taken out of the mother's stomach. So it's for sure not a Bachar. And Vashini, the second one, Mishum Shekadome Acher. That's because something came before it. It's not the first one that was born. It was another baby that was born from this mother animal, and therefore neither of them are Bechar at all, not even Suffolk, and that's how we paskin. Moving on to Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph, we continue to discuss Suffolk Bechar. If a person buys an animal from a non-Jew, he doesn't know if it had given birth yet or not. So Rishmal says, there's an easy way to determine. If he had bought a goat within its first year of life and it gave birth to a male, so that for sure goes to a Kayin, because a goat cannot give birth before its first year. So as long as he bought it within its first year of life from the non-Jew and it gave birth to a male, so that's for sure a Bechar. However, Mikan Ve'elech, Suffolk, from then on, if he bought a goat that was already after its first year of life, so then it's a Suffolk, we don't know if it had given birth before. Now, Rachel Bashtayim, a female sheep, within its first 2 years of life, Vade L'Kayin, if that gives birth to a male, it for sure is to a Kayin, because it can't give birth before this. However, Mikan Ve'elech, Suffolk, from then on, it's a Suffolk, and Parva Chamar, a cow or donkey, Benois Shalosh, that are within their first 3 years of life, Vade L'Kayin, that male is going to go to the Kayin for sure. From then on, it's a Suffolk. However, Amalei Rabbi Kiva told him, Ilu bivlad bilvad ha-behema niftares, if the behema is going to be potter from Bechaira just by having a child, so Yekad V'recha would be exactly like you said, that if you bought a goat that's older than a year old, or a sheep that's older than 2 years old, or a cow or chamar that's older than 3 years old from a non-Jew, so you're 100% right, it's very possible they had a baby beforehand, and therefore any new baby that's born to the Jew would be a Suffolk. El Amr, however, Chazal said, that simin havlad bebehema daka tinuf ubegasa shilyo beisha shvir v'shilyo, that there are certain simonim, certain signs by animals and even by people, that if this thing came out of their body, it's considered, at least from a halachic standpoint, that this thing had already given birth, even though it's not a viable animal, by a small animal such as a goat or sheep. If tinuf came out, it means like pieces of blood came out of the animal, or gas, a large animal such as a cow. If some sort of sack of skin came out of it, that's considered like an animal that was miscarried, and by a woman as well, a shvira shilya, which is some sort of form which looks like a person but it's not actually a person, that's also some sort of miscarriage. In any situations, it's considered like something was given birth to, and therefore the next animal or baby that would be born to the woman is not considered a Bechar. And so therefore says the Mishnah Zaklal, this is the rule. Kol sheyadua shebechra, if it's known 100% that it already gave birth by the non-Jew, and then it gave birth when it was already owned by the Jew, ain kan l'kayin klom, the kayin doesn't get anything, it's not even a Suffolk. And v'chol sheloi bechra, if it's known for sure that it did not give birth yet, so when it gives birth to a male by the Yisrael, harei ze l'kayin, that goes to the kain. However, in Suffolk, if it's a Suffolk, it's eaten only once it gets a mum by the owner, and once again, that's because the kain can't prove that it's a Bechar, so the owner eats it, but he has to treat it like a Suffolk Bechar. Now, we conclude the Mishnah with just one more memra regarding if something was miscarried, what that din would be. So, Blazer ben Yaakov Emer, he says, Behema gasa sheshafa chararas dam, if a large animal, such as a cow, if what came out of it was a chararas dam, like a big piece of blood, like a cake of blood of sorts, harezuti cover, that has to be buried, because that's treated like an actual miscarriage of an animal, so that's considered like a Bechar that died, so it has to be buried. And Mimela of a Nifter Ramana Bechaira, this animal is now Pata from Bechar, because it's already considered like he gave birth, so when it gives birth to the next animal, which is a real, viable, perfectly fine animal, it's not considered a Bechar. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel, continue to discuss. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.